Hi again, everybody. Welcome to Corn Comments, a radio program about agriculture, most anything related to agriculture, and the folks that do the driving, our state's farm and ranch families. Brought to you by the South Dakota Corn Utilization Council, a volunteer farmer-led commodity organization. As we head into summer, we really want to celebrate the pollinators, which include bees, birds, butterflies, bats, and beetles. All are so important to the work of agriculture. This is the reason that we need to take extra care when tending to our crops, especially when spraying. I realize that corn and soybeans are not pollinated by these creatures, but over 100 different crops across the country are, including sunflowers, which are abundant in South Dakota. I expect most of you that raise the crops are in tune with the following suggestions, but I believe because of the importance of pollinators in our environment, these suggestions are worth repeating. Begin by double-checking the instructions on the label for all pesticides to determine if a particular pesticide may be harmful to pollinators. Important to use an integrated pest management system and to communicate with other farmers and stakeholders within the area of pesticide and chemical application. Very important to be aware of and follow all local and state ordinances on spraying. And finally, if you're not certain as to a particular application or if you've got other questions, reach out to your local extension professionals. I would add, if you're interested in learning more about pollinators, just pay a visit to sdcorn.org and episode 19 of Farming in the 605 podcast, as well as our recent blog post. This discussion involving spraying, I was reminded of the days of my youth in Lyman County and crop spraying. 70 years ago, we didn't know much about chemicals other than when they were applied, you had a few less weeds. Our neighbor did the spraying in a Piper Cub, and we kids would mark for it. We did everything possible to run under the lingering mist from the spray as it was cool and wet, which may explain the mannerisms of a certain radio guy whom you hear doing corn comments. Wonder why I'm a different sort? What couldn't possibly be the 2,4-D, could it? Yeah, that was a long time ago. For the South Dakota Corn Utilization Council, be safe, thanks for what you do, remember that little prayer for rain.